Perek Aleph Bishul Seif Ayin Dalet. Tamsit Hachonas Tei VeKafe. How should one prepare tea and coffee? He wants to explain now the best way of preparing tea and coffee, because the poskim speak about it a lot, especially in those days, which they used to make it from tea leaves, and they had more problems. We didn't used to have instant like nowadays. So how does one make it from tea leaves? Or from tea bags? Shimosh petamsit muchana me'ev Shabbos. Ayin dalet. They lost it today called chashash min aroi lochin tamsit musunenet me'ev Shabbos. The first problem is boya. If you want to take out the tea leaves, or even tea bags, we'll learn about it later on, the problem from boya, the best way is to cook it up before Shabbos and take out the tea bag, the tea leaves, before Shabbos, go and sieve them out. Today you shouldn't have a problem from boya on Shabbos. Sif ein hei. Kasha yesh tamtzit muchana me'ev Shabbos. If you've got tea essence ready in Erev Shabbos. Vashoy la'ot ma'im rotchim min ha'mecham v'toch kos v'litin sa tamtzit v'teicho af sha tamtzit tzoy nenev. If you've got already tea essence ready on Erev Shabbos, even if the tea essence are cold, since if they were cooked in properly before Shabbos, you're allowed to put them into a cup which is a keli sheni. Why? Because a cup which is a keli sheni, you're allowed to put inside it something which has been cooked and was made cold. Therefore, there's no problem for putting inside such a cup tea essence if the tea essence were cooked before Shabbos. And now the cold, since you're putting into keli sheni, you're allowed to put it into keli sheni, lach shehit stanen. Therefore, you're allowed to put in such a cup, a tea cup. You've got tea, which is made, it's considered a keli vision, and the comes straight from the urn into the cup. The cup is l'chura pashas a keli sheni. We'll see later on the chazanish who wants to say differently, maybe. Therefore, the cup, normally we take on, into the keli sheni, putting into a keli sheni, something which is lach shehit stanen, something which is hot, which was hot and came cold, will allow you to put it in a keli sheni. If one did not cook the tea essence in a keli rishon before Shabbos, but only in a keli sheni, even though we can still put it again in a keli sheni, because you're not putting it up a stage, the same stage as it was before. You're allowed to put it into a keli sheni, even if it is cold. If ein vav ein nitzen tamtzit tei tzunenes b'tzoch kochs v'la'aretz aleihem mayim b'keli rishon b'ha'ara. One should not go and pour it over straight from the urn onto the tea essence, because then you're doing irui. Irui is worse, because when do we allow you to put in a lach shehit stanen? Only if it is a keli sheni. Here you're doing irui from a keli rishon onto a Lachshan and Stanen up to Piasan, which is now cold. We don't allow you to do that because Irui is Mavashal Mo. Therefore, we take on that since it is cold, we don't allow you to go and do that. Even though if a person will do it, we won't say he's doing a big Issa, because the base mayor does hold that there's no Irui with liquids. But we take on the Chatchila Mishapur, take someone should worry about that. Someone shouldn't pour over from a television onto liquids. If the outcome from the pouring over hot water would come an outcome that wouldn't be so hot, because maybe it would be less than the outer letters, but you could go and you put a lot of essence and only a little bit of hot water, then we said before, if the outcome is that it's cold, it's not the outer letters, then there's no problem altogether. But that's not the normal way. The normal way is the outcome is hot, therefore one should not pour over from a keli rishon, from the pot, from the urn, into a cup which has got tea essence, which is cold already. Then we got no problems. We'll see. Also, he says like this: if that the essence of still hot. That means he made them on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, and he left it straight away, put it on the urn, and it stayed hot from then till now. It's not been cold in between. Then we consider it something still hot. So it's still cooked. Therefore, you're allowed to put it into a Keli Rishon. We don't put it in the Keli Rishon itself, but we're allowed to pour over from a Keli Rishon to it. Therefore, in such a case, we would say the person could put into the cup his essence and he can go and pour over from the urn straight onto it. Now, here you've got two options to do. You're even able to do the case, like we said before, putting the tea essence in the cup and after pour over water, or you can do the other case which we said even without that. Even without it being hot, you can put it into the cup, first the water, and after putting the tea essence. Here the Mishnah Berurah does say we should worry about tzvia, worry about colouring. The Mishnah Berurah does not worry about colouring in normal cases. Only in this case it says we should worry about colouring because it's not so straightforward. It is a problem from colouring food. But in this case the Mishnah Berurah says you're anyway able to do it in two options, or to put the water first and afterwards put in the tea, or to put in the tea and afterwards put in the water. It says better to go and put in the tea and afterwards put in the water. Why? Because the normal way of colouring water is first putting water and after putting colour. Therefore, the normal way, if you want to consider worrying about colouring water here with the tea, which colours the water, therefore, it will only be in the way you first put the water and after put in the tea. So instead of the Mishnah Berurah, do it the opposite and you'll save even this problem. So first put in the tea essence and afterwards you put in the water. He says, this is all in the way with the Mishnah Berurah spoke about. The Mishnah Berurah spoke about the person on Erev Shabbos, he cooked up the tea essence and he in a Keli Rishon. So if he cooks it up in a Keli Rishon, there's no problem pouring it over from a Keli Rishon onto it because it's already been cooked in a Keli Rishon if it is still hot. But nowadays, people don't usually cook the tea bags or the tea essence, the tea leaves in a Keli Rishon. Usually one puts it in a Keli Sheni. One puts it into a cup and one puts the tea bag inside the cup. Therefore, you can't say it is a Keli Rishon, it's a Keli Sheni. So to pour over from a Keli Rishon and do Iroi to such a essence is problematic because this essence has only been a Keli Sheni, not a Keli Rishon. Now you're pouring over from a Keli Rishon. And even if you wouldn't have put this cup, this tea leaves, the tea bag on Erev Shabbos in a Keli Sheni, even if you would have poured it over from a kettle straight onto the tea bag, is also problematic because Iroi only Mavasha Kde Klipa. Iroi only cooks a little bit. A Klipa means a peel. So that if you've got tea bag, it's a problematic because we don't know how much it's already cooked. Because it only cooks a little bit, only a certain amount, like a peel. A peel is very little. So we don't know if all the tea essence have been cooked, especially if it's in a bag, tea bag, then the tea bag disturbs the cooking if it is an Erev Shabbos only been poured over. Therefore, in the case which only been poured over on Erev Shabbos, or it's been in the Keli Rishon, then one should not go and put it on Shabbos underneath the urn and pour over Keli Rishon to this tea essence. What should one do? One should put a Keli Sheni, make a Keli Sheni, and you're allowed to put it into a Keli Sheni. But one put it straight over from a Keli Rishon is problematic if you didn't cook it in a Keli Rishon before Shabbos. Ayin Zayin, Ve'ei Ba'ora Oifen Hachonis Tei, Kois Tei Be'Besim Shel Chazon Ish. And he says, look in a footnote how the Chazon Ish did it. The Chazon Ish worried for another Shitta. He worried, first of all, for Tzvi Ba'oichlin. He worried about Yad Nichtis boy, maybe it's very, very hot. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to worry about that so much in such a case. But he worried about Yad Nichtis boy, and he worried about Tzvi of Oichlin, and he worried about another Shitta that he says if the water is on the fire, or it's got elements inside the urn, is the same thing, and it comes into the cup straight from the urn, and he wants to consider the cup itself also a Keli Rishon. Since there is a connection between the fire and the cup, he wants to say this cup is not considered a Keli Rishon, this cup is considered a Keli Sheni, and not considered a Keli Sheni, this cup is considered a Keli Rishon. Therefore, to put inside this cup, we won't allow you. if something hasn't been cooked before. If it's been cooked and it hasn't got cold, you'd be able to put it into such a cup. But if it's been cooked and it's cold, one doesn't allow you to put it in such a cup. So what one has to do? One has to start another story. One has to put it into a different cup. Now into a different cup, it's already, that cup, the second cup, is considered according to Chazanish, maybe only Keli Sheni. Therefore, if you want to worry about Tzvir Barichim, you have Nifas, but you want another Kli. So you have three cups according to the Chazanish. According to the Chazanish, one should put three cups. Now, this only if there is a straight fire underneath the urn or underneath the water. If the fire is not straight underneath the water, it's on the side, then already the Chazanish doesn't resist. So according to the Chazanish, but the Minigol is not like the Chazanish, we take on straight from the urn into the cup. The cup is considered Keli Sheni, not Keli Rishon. Therefore, you're allowed to put inside it something which has been cooked already, not like the Chazanish. That's the Minig. But the Chazanish was Machmeh, and he always wanted an extra Kli.